And the weatherman said to my friend, "What's your name?" My friend said, "Write yours down. Mine is almost the same." Erase the S and M. In their place, put a G and R and an ND. Look at me. What's that say? Then the weatherman stood with his head hung in shame. He took off his big belt, put it down, turned away. But my friend said, "Don't leave. I just harvested beets. Let's go eat at my place." With his mouth full, the weatherman stared at his plate, and he knew it was his heart that made my friend great. Not his muscles, his money, his job, or his name, or his fame. See, my friend isn't famous. He is just a good person who grows what he eats. And if you have a mouth, then he will try to feed you. And if you are cold, he'll put wood in the stove, grab a quilt and some warm flannel sheets. Grand Champion called up Sam Champion, said, "Let's plant a garden in the heart of this wasteland." And Sam said, "Hey man, this'll be breaking news." But Grand said, "I won't wait for your camera crew. See, I don't do what I do for the glory. I don't do what I do because it's a good story. I do what I do because there is a need and a hunger created by corporate greed. See, there's a surplus of food in this country, and nobody should ever go to sleep hungry. But that food is kept under lock and key, considered a privilege for people with money." Then the weatherman dropped to his hands and his knees with a tear in his eye, and unable to speak, he was driven to action by only compassion. He dug in the dirt and he planted some beans. 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 My grandma said to me, "If you only have one bean and you meet someone with no bean, you should give them half your bean, 'cause you will be less hungry. If you eat just half a bean, then if you eat a whole bean in front of somebody with no bean."